When George W. Bush arrived in Washington this week, he brought a lot of Texans with him. Whether it's the Black Tie and Boots Ball or country music being performed on the Mall, the Capitol has taken on the look and sounds of the Lone Star State. And the Bushes won't be the only Texas transplants to notice. NPR's Renee Montaigne visited with three Austin locals who've come to Washington on the coattails of the newly elected president.
Novelist Stephen Harrigan was more or less minding his own business in Austin, following the election drama, of course, but unconnected to it, when he got the call. Would he like to be one of five authors reading his work at an inauguration event called Laura Bush Celebrates America's Authors?
I was, pleasantly surprised, not totally flabbergasted, because I know that Mrs. Bush likes my book.
His book is The Gates of the Alamo. In this novel, Steve Harrigan recounts the events at the very heart of Texas history, placing fictional characters alongside real-life legends Jim Bowie and Davy Crockett. The Gates of the Alamo is a bestseller. Still sitting in the cabin he writes in behind his home in Austin, Steve Harrigan freely admits he owes his small moment in history to another Texan.
It's true that my invitation to be at this thing is certainly a direct result of the Bush victory in this election. That said, we have to remember that Al Gore is from Tennessee and so is Davy Crockett. So it might possibly be that Al Gore might have come across this book.
The other authors reading at Mr. Bush's inauguration event are Stanley Crouch, Carol Clark, Stephen Ambrose, and Mary Higgins Clark. From Steve Harrigan, the Bushes will hear a different take on the Alamo. That's because he's chosen to read an excerpt from his novel that looks at the upcoming battle from the point of view of the Mexican soldiers as they head towards the Rio Grande and are caught in a freak blizzard.
And I think that has been forgotten in generations of a sort of celebratory prose about the martyrs of the Alamo. And I just thought it was important in this book, and possibly at this reading, to take into account that there were two sides in this mythic battle. And one side, we need to be reminded that they were actually there and were actually three-dimensional human beings who suffered a great deal.
Novelist Steve Harrigan will only be in Washington for the duration of the inauguration. Journalist Ken Herman, a political reporter for the Austin American-Statesman, is looking at 6 months in the Capitol. In his newsroom last week in Austin, Ken Herman said that turn of events is due to the fact that he is something of an expert on George W. Bush.
I've been covering politics in Austin since 1979, so I've been around here a long time. I've seen governors come and go in various forms. This is obviously the first one I've seen go to the White House.
Which is why Ken Herman's paper immediately proposed that he take his expertise to the nation's capital. His wife and teenage son, who love Austin, proposed that he not. So a compromise was reached. Ken Herman is moving to Washington alone to cover the first 180 days of the Bush administration.
I've packed stuff up. I was up there a few weeks ago and brought some things. This thought of independent living kind of scares me. Simple things like, I'm not really sure how toothpaste shows up. Do you have to get a prescription? Is this an over-the-counter product? It just shows up in my drawer. I don't know anything about this.
Ken Herman gazed at his old desk at the Austin American-Statesman.
This is an intricate system developed over the years. What you're looking at here is, and I could tell you what any piece of paper is on here at a moment's notice if I had 10 minutes to review it.
And then ruminated on what was in store for him, heading as he was into a world far different from what he calls the hands-on journalism practiced here in Austin.
When the legislature's in session and you want to talk to a legislator, you just walk up and talk. It's informal, it's kind of unsophisticated at times. We have a citizen legislature, it's not supposed to be their full-time job, and you wind up getting a legislature that is pretty representative of the people. I've said for years that 3% of them are brilliant and inspired, about 3% are crooks, and the other 94% are wondering what for lunch. In Washington, they're all fairly sophisticated, the staffs are sophisticated, and it's more of almost a hands-off journalism. You sit around waiting for the transcripts, watching a lot of it on TV, and seeing it that way. And that's a hard transition for me, but if all goes as planned, and if my wife is listening, all will go as planned. I will be back here in June or thereabouts.
Cut now from the newsroom of the Austin American-Statesman to the lobby of the Bush-Cheney Transition Office in Washington, D.C., And there you will find young Harry Wolf enthusiastically embracing his changed fortune.
I actually just got here on Monday and basically got off the plane, dropped off my bags at the hotel, and came straight into the transition office to start helping out.
Harry Wolf got the call last week that there would be a spot for him in the new administration, though the job is not set yet. But it's a fit conclusion to what's been something of a wild ride since his last semester at school.
I was a student at the University of Texas in Austin and had to do an internship, ended up signing on to be an intern at the campaign in June. It was supposed to be a summer deal, and I ended up staying on and helping out through the fall. And I don't know exactly what I'm going to be doing up here, but it's been different, obviously. I came from San Antonio, and kind of the whole atmosphere, the whole big city downtown feeling's been different. And trying to find an apartment's been really tough, but I'm just thrilled to be here and really excited about it.
And as surprised as anyone.
You know, one of the first things one of my best friends said to me was, gosh, if you'd told me 3 years ago that this is what you're going to be doing in 3 years, you know, nobody would believe you.
Today, Harry Wolf, Ken Herman, and Steve Harrigan are among thousands of Texans in Washington to usher in a new political era and another Texas invasion. Renee Montaigne, NPR News.